You may be seated. I invite the children up this way to join me for a children's message. Good morning, everybody. All right. I have got something here. Anybody know what this looks like? What is this? Yeah, and what have I made?
A tree.
A tree. I'm going to make another tree real quick. I'm going to use this great tree cookie cutter right here. Is it because we're learning about what God created? Well, I like that you're trying to get there ahead of me. But no, that's not exactly what we're learning about today, although God did create us and trees and lots of other wonderful things, right? No, I just felt like making a tree. I'm making some trees. Maybe I'll make a whole forest of trees. This is going to be my last one. I'm probably having more fun than you right now watching me do this. Okay, so I got three trees. Which is great. Three is about as many as I need. I made them out of Play-Doh, and that's pretty cool. What do you guys think of my trees? That one's a little lumpy. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes that happens. Okay, but I got these trees. These are okay, I guess. But you know what I was kind of thinking? I think what I should have made, maybe I should have made some snakes. That's a pretty fun thing to make out of Play-Doh, though, right? But it's too late. I made trees, and now I'm stuck with trees forever, right? That's how it works. I can start over again? Wait a minute. You said crumble them up. So I take these trees, and what do? Can you guys help me with this? Here. Smush those a little bit. You can smush this one. Smush it up for me. Let's everybody hand ours to Maddie now, and Maddie, you can put them together for me. Okay, so what do I do now? Conrad, can you hand that to Maddie, please? Thank you, you're doing a great job. You're trying to help me on the snakes already. I saw that. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so now I don't have a tree anymore. We've taken this and we've sort of reformed this into just a lump again. Or a rock. What do I do with it now if I want is snakes? What do I do with it?
Shred it.
I do this?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll get a couple of pieces out of it. Yeah. And I'll roll it. Okay, so now I got some snakes. I got a snake. Okay, now I got two snakes. Okay, that looks pretty good. But you know what? I don't know. Now that I got two snakes, I sort of miss my trees. But you know what? I have snakes now, and forever that's all I have is snakes. So I guess. Okay, but what if I'm going to make snake? What if I had a snake out of this too? This is a really big, chunky snake. I could flat. Okay, but so I'm stuck with snakes now, though, right? I can't do anything else with this.
Yeah, you can crumble them back
up. No, Gracie says no. What could I do, Gracie? How would I do that? You mean I could take what's already here and change it into something else? What if I want enough trees that I would need all of the Play-Doh?
Then
I'm out of luck, right? Because I already have snakes and I can't have trees. I can? So I can take it and put it all together. Is that right? And then crumble it up, you guys are saying. Mash it up. And then I... I could reform this into something else?
Yeah.
Is that right? It doesn't have to be trees or snakes. It could be something totally different.
Like flowers.
Or birds.
And also, when you have like a lot of Play-Doh like that,
yeah.
You can also make like snakes and trees.
You could even make snakes and trees and flowers. So you guys are telling me that if something is not the way that you want it or not the way that it should be, then you can just reform it into something new when you're talking about Play-Doh. Yeah, okay. That is a cool thing about Play-Doh. You're right. I could totally reform this over and over again to be what it should be or what I need it to be. I want to talk to you guys now about the church a little bit, okay? Can you guys talk church with me for a minute? We can come back to Play-Doh if you really need to in a minute. What if What if the church, as we have the church, like the way that we're used to doing everything, what if that's not the way that God wants it to be? Are we just stuck and that's the way it's going to be forever? And we say, oh, well, too bad. This is not the way God wants it to be, but we can't do anything about it. You can do something about it? You don't always have to do the same routine.
It's because you should follow what God wants you to do.
You think we should follow what God wants us to do more than we follow our routines? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, I think you guys are right. Just like we can reform this Play-Doh into whatever we need it to be, I think God can reform the church into what God wants the church to be. And I think we can be part of that, just like we can help do different things with Plato. I think we can help God look at the church and the way that the church works and say, does this look like what God wants the church to be doing? And if the answer is no, what should we do?
We should leave it as it
is. Well, if the answer is no, that this it doesn't look like what God wants, we should change it to be what God wants, right? Yeah, I said that kind of funny. Yeah, we can change the church to be more like what God wants. That is what today is all about. Today is called Reformation Sunday, or sometimes we say Reformation Sunday. See, we got all these red cloths out here, and all the choir folks are wearing red, and I'm wearing red. That's all right. You don't have to, but in church today, all the decorations have changed to help us pay attention to the fact that today is Reformation Sunday, and this is a Sunday that we talk about Martin Luther changing the church to be more like what God wanted it to be, and we remember that we can change the church to be more like what God wants it to be too. We don't have to just stay in those same routines. We want to be faithful to what God calls us to be faithful to. And if we're not doing that right now, we should stop and change it, right? We should stop and change it, which we can do and which the Holy Spirit empowers us to do. And you guys understand that already. I think you guys did some good teaching to the people out here because they heard you say it and they remembered something that they had maybe forgotten. But you guys, I think, are on the right page. Will you guys pray with me? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for giving us a church and for giving us your word. If the church doesn't follow your word,
help us to change
and reform.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you guys for helping me this morning. For the folks who are going to Children's Church, you can line up at that door. Or if you're staying in here, we're glad to have you stay in here too, and you can go back to your seats.